rarely happened. It wasn't to villainize the people perpetuating these heinous crimes. Instead, it was to humanize them for the trials that their own victims would never receive because of their bias. This act still haunts us today. The government continues detaining people without trial, expanding agencies' powers, and normalizing these actions to the public as legal, although not legitimate. As you can probably tell, I didn't just pick these two, well, technically three, specific bills slash laws out of thin air. They lend to what we are experiencing today. Although centuries apart, both examples show how fear drives legislation, or at least how it can drive legislation to expand state powers at the expense of rights.